What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
Today, we're talking about not taking life too seriously.
Good one.
I
actually feel like this is super relevant because we've had a really fun, adventure-y, like summery kind of week in a lot of ways. The weather's been really
best
nice.
Best summer ever.
We had a lake day with our friends. We've been out on the ocean a lot. We had like a nice sunset dinner, and I feel like I kept saying, and then some of my friends started saying, like, ugh, I almost forgot this is the whole point. Or, like,
every 5 seconds, mind you.
Yeah.
Every 5 seconds. But I like this thought, this theme, because over the last low-key, like, 4 years, I've been slowly learning to take life less seriously. And I feel like last year was the first year where I just, like, fully, in the best way possible, did not take life overly seriously, and I kind of just took it at face value and had fun with it and really enjoyed my time. All of this is not saying like stop caring about life. You should be caring about life. You should be caring so much about your life to the point where you actually make time and space for so many different things and to actually enjoy it rather than taking it too seriously, getting stressed out, getting worked up, getting scared when things don't go the exact way you'd planned in your head. The biggest part of that, too, is saying I'm okay with letting things change and making the most out of everything, because that's when you're going to see things change for the better. That's when you're going to actually have the most fun with something while you're achieving a set goal or like some journey. You're going to actually enjoy the process. You're going to actually learn a lot from it, learn a lot about yourself, enjoy who you become in the process and the things that you learn, do, and the friends you make and whatever happens during it. So I think that is the main goal as you listen to this entire episode. Take it with a grain of salt that I'm not sitting here saying stop caring about life, saying nothing matters. Everything matters to the point where you should actually make the space to enjoy it.
Yeah, I like that point. I think people often might hear something like stop taking life too seriously, and it feels like an excuse to like not care about things, not set goals, not try for things. But I like that you said, no, it is about enjoying the journey and enjoying the process while you move towards those things. Because I think we take for granted that we have more energy, we are more motivated, all of these things when we're happier. And a lot of that comes from, you know, not overanalyzing things, not stressing too much about things. And so not taking things so seriously in that sense actually can really help us succeed and be productive and be successful and find opportunities in that way. Because when you have a happier, better mood, you're working better with other people, you're communicating better, you're more motivated, you're more creative, you're all of these things. And so it's not stop taking life too seriously, nothing matters. It's have fun and stop overstressing and overanalyzing, and it's actually going to take you farther.
Yeah, the point of life is to actually live it. And I think the issue with taking life too seriously is that you take yourself out of the game of being present. You take yourself out of the game of actually enjoying the life you're living. Because what's the point in always striving for the next thing or always being so caught up working towards one specific goal or one specific milestone or something next? That is inevitable. If you put hard work in every single day and, you know, put effort into your life, you're going to hit those milestones. You're going to make those goals.
Opportunities are going to come to you.
Exactly. So when you put too much effort or take things too seriously, you lose out on the enjoyment of actually working towards those. Mm-hmm. You lose out on like the enjoyment of everyday life, which is what I think is so, so important to actually getting yourself closer to those milestones, hitting your goals better, finding things that fit your life better. Mm-hmm. There's so much more value when you stop taking things too seriously and actually enjoy them and become more present in your life. And I think a lot of the reasons why people do take life too seriously is A, caring about how they look to others, so other people's opinions. Also, a lot of the time people are scared of failure, which is why they just throw themselves into taking things very seriously. Because, hey, if you're putting more effort into it, hey, if this is the only thing you're focused on, you think you're going to get there better and faster, when that's not always the case. It can be. You'll likely still get there, but you will likely still get there if you also enjoy the process and maybe throw in a few other experiences while you're doing so. Another thing is that people just don't really know any different. And it's a very hard thing to unlearn. I think school, growing up, most people go to school and they're told, you got to do well in this test. You got to do well in these sports. Like, you got to do well in whatever activity you're doing. Go to college or set yourself up for something after school. There, that is such a big part of people's lives growing up. And obviously, like, going to school is a good thing. But it makes it very easy to get caught up in, like, hey,
perfectionism.
I'm working towards, I'm an A plus on this test. I'm working towards getting into this school. I'm working towards setting myself up to be able to go into this trade. I'm working on, like, setting myself up for my future. And this is my main goal, is that next step, is that next, like, grade, that next test. When in reality, life is not based on, like, taking tests and grades and set milestones like that.
It's also not what's next. It's what you're experiencing right now.
Yeah. So I think it's really hard to kind of unlearn that structure of work towards this, then work towards this, and then work towards this. Mm-hmm. When in reality, while you're doing so, there are so many other things you can be doing and enjoying and focusing on to make that experience better and to just make your life more worthwhile.
Yeah. Those first two for sure called me out. One, like, you said caring about how they look to others and being scared of failure. And I also think that those can bundle together. I think I have, like, a deep-rooted fear of failure. One, just, like, for what I want to live up to for myself and pressures I want to put on myself. But actually, like, when I break down a fear of failure of things sometimes, like, if I'm thinking about, like, oh, why am I scared to do that? Because I'm scared I'll fail. Because then it'll change not necessarily how I feel, because I honestly will feel probably better that I tried to do something, but more about, oh, how is that going to change how other people perceive me? So I think those can be bundled together a lot, that we're not necessarily scared of failing for ourselves, but we're scared of looking like we failed to other people.
Of people seeing us fail. Yeah. Other people seeing us fail.
Absolutely.
Because the number of times, like, think about it. I'm sure you failed without people seeing you so many times, like small failures. Like, maybe you're at the gym and you just can't quite hit 10 reps on a weight that you're trying.
Not failures, just even, like, small struggles or day-to-day, like, not perfection.
Right. Or, yeah, so I'm going to use that example. So if you're there, if you're working out alone, you're way more likely to try something and have it not work. But if I was working with a gym buddy and maybe I didn't know, like, I would be really embarrassed. I would be more embarrassed with someone else watching me than if I were alone to not hit a certain weight or not be able to do a certain thing. So I think a lot of that fear of failure and, you know, caring about what other people think can be combined, because most of the time fear of failure is rooted in what other people will think about you when they learn that you failed something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I even think about it, like, overall career wise and stuff too. Like, sometimes it's easy to make bigger life decisions or feel like there's only, you know, a certain path we should take because of how it's going to be perceived by other people. Like, if you take a gap year, if you try something entrepreneurial, if you, you know, whatever, a lot of the fear of not doing that is based on how it might look to other people and what other people might think or say about that. Like, so much of what we do, and I think so much of, you know, why we can take things a bit too seriously or be kind of high strung about them is because of that perception from other people.
On the other hand, I think the benefits of not taking life too seriously are so, so valuable. You're likely going to end up having way more fun because, like we've talked about, when you stop taking kind of the end goal too seriously or stop taking life too seriously, you will make space for so many other adventures or so many other opportunities or even just, like, realizing the value of the journey. And that is so much more fun than if you're just one track mind focused on one specific thing and that's all. You're taking it so seriously that you're not leaving space for anything else. You also, I think, learn a lot more about yourself. Like we said, when you're not kind of afraid of failing or afraid of what other people think of you, you give so much more opportunity to try things and to actually fail and to learn from that. Not only to learn how to then not fail when you do it the next time, but also learn how to care less with failure. I think there's no other way to put it than just caring less. It's so valuable to not let that impact you to not let, you know, little failures impact you, or like little mistakes, or maybe things that didn't work out exactly as you thought, to just kind of go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of stress that that takes off of you is so, so insane. It just opens your life up to be so, feels like you're floating in life when you just don't stress over things that don't need to be stressed out, or don't add extra stress when it's not needed.
Yeah, I recorded a solo episode last week. If you guys haven't already listened to that, go listen to it after this. But I was talking about different ways that I feel like I'm kind of getting a spark back and feeling a lot more like myself recently. And one of the things I did attribute it to was trying to go with the flow more, because I genuinely believe that the less you put yourself in a place where you're trying to control how a situation goes, everything you do, everything you say, and you're kind of like, you know, living it in your head rather than just kind of going with the flow and experiencing something, is when you kind of let that control go that I think your personality comes out a lot more. You feel way more like yourself, and then you just feel a lot more confident and happy. Like, it really does go a long way.
Caroline has been coming on a lot of my summer adventures this summer, and I, in the last like 2 months, has completely done a 180 of going with the flow. Like, 2 months ago, mind you, at home in the summer with, like, friends around here, there is not really a set plan. It's kind of just like, oh, if you're around people. It's very
go with the flow.
It is very go with the flow.
That tends to stress me out.
And so when I'm like, oh, Caroline, do you want to come? Like, do you want to come hang out? The obvious question is, oh, what are you doing? Who's going? When? I don't have an answer for any of this. Likely, we're just going to go convene somewhere, see who shows up, and then go do something. And that is understandably a hard thing to communicate or to just like accept.
Or if you're like not for me to say yes to, because
yeah.
I kind of like in situations like that, I'm like, ugh, I don't want to just wait around. I don't want to feel like my time's wasted, because that kind of stuff does frustrate me. But
it's not wasting time if you're having a good time.
Right. So I've been definitely going with the flow a little bit more.
And have you been happier?
No, yeah. Like, I'm enjoying myself.
Has going with the flow transformed your life for the better?
I think it's been helpful.
Yeah. No, it's like, it's honestly crazy how much it can help. It's so meditative.
It's the best. Just, yeah, I think it's easy to try to, you know, when we say take things too seriously, I often look at it as like trying to control things too much. And there's so much in life that we do control, that, you know, finding some pockets and sometimes to just be like, I'm just going to let this be and let this happen. And like, you know, I can breathe. It's not going to be the end of the world. Probably good things are going to happen. If I end up doing nothing, if I feel like a little bit of my time is wasted, like that's just part of life. That's chill. It's a trade-off. All of these, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying.
But I think going with the flow like that, also it teaches you a lot about yourself, because you are forced to kind of become confident in just showing up as yourself and that being perfectly enough. Like, it is so nice to know you can just show up somewhere, wherever it may be, even like work. This goes beyond like hanging out socially. You can show up somewhere and that is enough to carry you through. I'm gonna have a good time. I'm gonna enjoy who I'm around. I'm gonna like make the most of whatever situation is being thrown at you. That level of confidence and like that baseline foundation in knowing yourself is huge. And I think it comes from not taking life too seriously, because when you do take life too seriously and you are focused on controlling those outcomes, or like controlling, making it towards one goal, or focused on this one specific thing, you take a lot of awareness off of yourself and you put it onto that one thing, when that awareness of yourself is what is actually going to push you forward and make things better. So when you bring yourself back to being the main focus, you shift the perspective back to yourself, that's when these benefits of not taking life too seriously really show. If you stop taking life too seriously, you're more likely to just, and you go with the flow, you're more likely to have experiences, stories, adventures, meet people, whatever, that you otherwise never would have met.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of examples for how you can look at that. One, like, you just never know what opportunity is coming around the corner, like what thing is going to open up tomorrow. And I think Catherine and I both do a lot of freelance work, and that has honestly like taught me a huge lesson about that, is like, you never know what email you're going to get tomorrow. you never know what opportunity is going to pop up tomorrow, because that's how those things work. Like, you reach out to people, people reach out to you, and you just never really know what's coming. That's taught me a lot. You can look at that in the job market in general, because it's so tough out there and so competitive right now. You have no idea what companies are listing like a perfect role for you tomorrow, because things pop up all the time. Like, you can refresh LinkedIn and every single day there's new companies posting new jobs, and like, you don't know who you're going to meet that has a connection to somebody that is going to open the door to something else. And yeah, like, there's just so much opportunity out there, and so much that happens that you could never predict and that you could also never control. And the more that you release that control and you're open to just like, oh, I'm chatting with people, oh, I'll put my all down, like, I'll give my all to multiple things and go down multiple roads and see which one actually works out, rather than choosing this is the way that it has to go and I'm going to control it, I think you can open yourself up to a lot more at the same time, and you have no idea what's coming. People, I think, also try to control dating so much more than they have to, like getting on dating apps, things like that, trying to look for the right person. It almost closes you, well, not to say it closes you off to the right person, because I know a lot of people who have met great partners on dating apps, but I think you're trying to look for something and you're trying to force something, and yes, you might honestly be less likely to just find something that actually clicks and works for you. Like, you never know who you're going to meet through another person, who you're going to meet at an event or wherever in the next month, 6 months, year. Like, you just have no idea what's coming for you.
So I hate dating apps.
Mm. Understandable.
Obviously, there is a balance of taking the right thing seriously and at the right times. This whole episode is not to say never take something seriously again, like life is just a joke. No, not at all. It's just saying that most people probably take things way more seriously than they should.
Especially,
and should probably
the high achievers that listen,
yeah,
to the show.
Yeah. Yes. But there's likely so many things that you could just chill out about to make your life so much more relaxed and enjoyable that actually doesn't change the outcome for the worse. So I think this comes with an understanding of just phases of life and knowing where you need to put your energy. What is actually requiring 100% energy? What is actually requiring you to take it super seriously? There are things like projects at work. There are things like if you're working towards a certain health goal or, you know, goal in the gym, or if you're working towards really getting good at a hobby and you're really into it and you want to go full steam ahead on it. There are definitely times for everything where it's valuable to put all your effort into it and to take it super seriously. That does not mean you have to take everything seriously all the time.
So true.
You know, you can have, in any phase, even if you are being super serious about it, you can have elements of calmness or, you know, relaxation, chilling out within that phase too. But understanding, number one, what phases actually require you to have a significant amount of energy go towards being super serious about it, and what phases of life you can kind of chill out about and enjoy more, is the first step towards getting better at taking these kind of relaxation breaks or chilling out about stuff to enjoy them more. I also like, I mean, Caroline brought this up earlier and I had this written down, but energy expenditure, this idea of energy givers and energy drainers, or energy givers, energy takers. I don't know what the proper terminology is, but I kind of like givers and drainers, because taking things too seriously all the time is draining.
Yeah.
It is so draining.
You're spending so much energy and thought trying to control the outcome of something.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You spend a lot of thought and a lot of your energy on thinking about it, mm-hmm, on not even like taking steps towards it, taking actions towards it. Just thinking about it, stressing out about it, which I think a really huge difference between this idea of taking things way too seriously, taking life way too seriously, and, you know, not taking life too seriously, is the difference between all of your energy going towards planning and thinking and stressing in that bucket of taking things too seriously, versus when you're not taking things too seriously, a lot of your energy is going towards actually doing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doing things, feeling accomplished, feeling happy, feeling like you get a little bit of rest, all of those things are re-energizing. So those are the energy givers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Which is another reason why not taking life too seriously is extra valuable. And a lot of the times when I am in a phase and I go from taking something way too seriously to then realizing, hey, I need to chill out, take this, you know, step back to actually enjoying the journey, enjoying my life, putting myself back in like the driver's seat, it becomes way more successful, you know, mm-hmm. because I'm not only putting myself back to actually taking action towards something instead of, you know, stressing and thinking and planning, but I'm also given way more energy because it is re-energizing to just chill the fuck out sometimes. And another point to that is the idea of stress. Taking things too seriously, when I'm taking my life too seriously, that's the phase where I am stressed out.
While you're doing your spring cleaning, why don't you clean up the languages you know? And by that, I mean check in and practice the languages you already know or pick up something new. Rosetta Stone is the trusted language expert with 30 years of experience, millions of users, and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone is the go-to language learning solution. You can learn faster and retain longer because Rosetta Stone immerses you in your new language naturally, which helps you think and communicate with confidence. And you know, Growth with Goals listeners, it's all about confidence. And long-term means long-term because you can learn for life. And with Rosetta Stone, long-term language learning means long-term because you can learn for life. Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership gives you access to all 25 languages so you can learn as many as you want and whenever you want. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Growth with Goals podcast listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That is unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get 50% off today and to start learning today.
Save big on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine Exterior is Dutch Boy's most durable exterior paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Do not feel good where I feel like I'm wasting my energy stressing on things, where I do not feel like I'm in the driver's seat, I'm not present in my life, where I feel like I'm putting so much effort towards working on something, but I'm just not quite getting there as fast as I should or as well as I should. I'm just stressed out. That is such an energy drainer. And stress is crazy because the more you stress about something, the more stressful it becomes. And the more you stress about it, and then the more stressful it becomes. It's just such a spiral effect. And obviously there's a time and place, and I'm such a fan of stress being a way to get things done. Like a little bit of stress is a good thing because it actually motivates you. Yeah, exactly. But a lot of the time when you're stuck in this phase of taking life way too seriously, this stress gets so out of control and it ruins everything. In general, the less stress you carry, like your baseline stress throughout the day, that's what you want to lower. Not little peaks of, like motivational stress, but I'm talking the baseline stress. If you wake up and you are stressed the entire day and you go to sleep and you can't fall asleep because you're stressed, not a good thing.
Nope.
The less stress you carry, so the more you can tone down this level of baseline stress where you wake up and you're calm, you go throughout the day, maybe you have little moments of, oh, I got to get this done. Done.
And it's almost a choice of not letting things stress you out so much.
Yeah.
Doing all of the same things, but saying like, I don't need to stress about the outcome so much. I don't need to stress in anticipation of this because it's going to happen anyways.
That's the thing. It's going to happen anyway. So there's no point in you wasting your energy and ruining your day.
Yeah. And maybe I could actually enjoy it and do a good job if I'm not so, you know, anxious and stressed about it.
Exactly. But when I'm less stressed, and I'm talking like, usually this is the summer because I'm doing a lot more activities and I just am forced to care a little bit less about, in the negative way, care a little bit less about the more draining things I have going on in my life. When I'm less stressed, I feel better. I look a lot better. I'm way happier. I have so much more fun every day, even if I'm doing those bigger ticket things, things that, you know, are more likely to stress me out. And often things go right. And I think things go right for a couple reasons. One, because you're putting action towards those things when you're not focused on just the outcomes or you're not overly stressing over things being way too serious. Things go better in that scenario when you're taking action towards it more often, but also when you're more open to the possibilities. Because if you're taking something so seriously, you often have an outcome in your mind, and that is the only outcome you're willing to work towards. Not if it's 5% different, not if it's 10% different, not if it is 10% better. You know, in that moment, when you're on that track of taking things too seriously, you're not really willing to see alternative possibilities that get you to the same goal, but maybe you get there a little bit differently. Maybe it looks a little bit different for the better. So when you're not stressed and you kind of can chill out about things, you get there a lot faster and you get there in a more enjoyable way because you're open to different routes to get there, because you're open to different ending points, because you're just open to different experiences and ways of getting to that goal.
Yeah. Stress does so much to like our bodies and our minds at the same time. So to the point of when I'm less stressed, I feel better and I look better. Has anybody listening ever like been on vacation and 2 days into a relaxing vacation, you're like, oh my God, I look so good right now. Or like, you just feel like you glow up a couple days into a vacation or something like that. Cause I know that definitely happens to me where I'm like, oh damn, like I'm looking like I'm glowing right now. And I look really good. Because when you are less stressed, your body's less inflamed, you're getting better sleep, you're making better choices, you're happier, you glow more. It is all connected. And when all that happens, you feel better, you feel more confident, therefore you have more fun, you have more motivation, things go better. Like it is just this constant mm-hmm. loop that when you can put less pressure on yourself, you may actually go farther in the long run. Like a lot of the time it's counterintuitive.
And I want to talk about this idea of confidence and self-awareness more too, because often when we force ourselves to take, when we're really serious about something, we force ourselves to be something we're not because we're not willing to be anything slightly different. So a lot of this comes from if you have an idea of yourself and this idea of confidence there. Mm-hmm. So first off, if you have an idea of yourself, maybe you've picked up on this like ideal persona from the people you're around or things you've seen on social media. If that's where it's coming from and you have this set goal of who you want to be in mind and say, oh, I will be confident when I get there, or if I am this, I will be confident, or even subliminally, you don't have to say this out loud, but you kind of have this understanding of this is the goal of who I want to be. When you mirror that on things that you've seen on social media or things that you've seen others be, you're setting yourself up for failure, setting yourself up to not be satisfied, because that's someone else. That's someone else's persona. That's someone else's source of confidence, or that's someone else's like perfect being. That's not yours, because obviously you're a different person. You're going to benefit from different things. You're going to enjoy different things. You're going to have slightly different personalities than what you're seeing on social media. It's really cool to see people exist on social media and have these kind of curated vibes and pick and choose things from that, or say, ooh, that inspires me. Like, I actually really like that. I haven't ever seen someone that I think fits the vibe I'm going for as much as this. But no matter what, it's always going to be different than how you would actually manifest it in your life. So if you're waiting to be 100% like this version that you have in your head based on social media, based on other people, based on something you've conjured up, you're always going to feel like you've fallen short of it, and that's not going to help you be any more confident. What will help you be more confident is if you take that idea less seriously, you take it more of like a guide, more as inspiration. You're going to notice that as you work towards that, as you feel yourself becoming more like that ideal version you've seen, or this like inspiration you've seen, you're going to become more confident as you go, because you're just taking it as inspiration. You're just taking it as an option, you know, something you can take little pieces of to make yourself feel more like yourself. So if you have less stress around that, if you care less about fitting this one bill, you're going to end up becoming more confident along the way. And in the long run, you're going to become way more confident, way more self-aware. you're going to actually learn more about yourself. A huge, huge part about taking things less seriously is that you learn more about yourself, not only what makes you feel like yourself, not only what makes you feel good, but also what you're capable of. Things that you never expected to be capable of or never anticipated learning that you were capable of because they weren't on that initial path or initial way of being that you had taken too seriously or had set out for yourself. And when you take who you are less seriously, you often end up allowing a lot more grace for mistakes or embarrassment, which are both extremely valuable, and everyone should be making mistakes and embarrassing themselves and learning from that. Because when you do that, you learn more about yourself, not only what you like and dislike, but also how you handle that and how you move forward from that. That is inevitably confidence building.
Yeah. When I take too seriously what other people think about me and how other people perceive me, then I tend to like try to define myself and like overanalyze like who I am kind of. And you know what I mean? Like if I'm thinking too much about how other people are perceiving me, then I try to kind of put a box around myself and define myself. And I think that really holds you back. Like I think the more you put less weight and take less seriously what other people are thinking of you, the more or the less then you try to control what you're doing and what you're saying, and then the more the actual authentic version of yourself comes out. And like even if that does make more mistakes, lead to a bit more embarrassment, I think you also feel like you're living more and you're actually experiencing life more and you're discovering yourself along mm-hmm. the way.
And I've always said that, you know, embarrassment and kind of this idea of having a hobby that you suck at is really beneficial for character building. Because at the end of the day, embarrassment is how you handle it or it's what you make of it. And even if you do embarrass yourself, it doesn't last long. And if you embarrass yourself and don't really position it as embarrassment or don't like get upset about it, it's not really going to matter.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Might be funny. It's obviously going to sting for like a second and then you move on and move forward and you probably learned from it. Mm-hmm. Whether you learned a physical skill or you just learned to care less, like that's helpful either way. But I really like this idea of having a third thing that's not work, it's not school, it's not the gym, it's something beyond the like typical things that you do in life. It's a hobby that you suck at, that you're learning. It's something that takes you out of that everyday stress of work or school or whatever is taking up your life at the time.
Doing something almost just for fun.
Literally just for fun.
Not because you have to, not because you're good at it, so you should, but like just because.
It's also an exercise in not taking things too seriously because mm-hmm. this kind of third idea of a third thing, it's not something that you're going to do all day, every day. Like you would school or maintaining your house or hanging out with, like spending time with certain people. It's something that you kind of do when you have time or do when you can make space for it. And then you feel extra good about putting your energy into it. And I think that really helps in caring less because it's not something that, you know, you have to restructure your life around or have to make the center of your life. It's something that is just there for you to practice these ideas of enjoying life, not taking it too seriously, whatever it may be. That stuff is so much more valuable in the long run of character building and like getting comfortable with yourself, getting comfortable with the life you're living and enjoying it. That is so much more valuable in less time and less effort than hitting these big milestones like a promotion at work or like running a marathon, you know, or these bigger things that consume a lot more time in your life. And things that obviously you're more likely to take those things more seriously more often. And then the final thing that I'll touch on here is relationships, specifically friendships. We all know people that will read into every single little thing with friends. Like, oh my God, they did this. They must be upset with me. Instead of like, oh, they left a period off of their text, or they used proper punctuation. They must be really upset. Like, maybe they are, but likely they're not. And either way, you're stressing yourself out way more than you need to in that type of scenario. That is a scenario, and it's just an example of something where you create stress around it, or you create more stress around it than is needed.
Yeah.
And you actually ruin that experience. Start to ruin that friendship for yourself when you could have just read the text, took it at face value, and moved on. And then your relationship would have stayed intact. Your happiness for the day would have stayed intact. And you were honestly wasting so much time and energy stressing out over it when you could have just moved on and trusted that likely no one is going to get mad at you for things like that.
Yeah, I think that being hyper connected through our phones has really contributed to this, because there's almost an expectation of like, oh, if you're my friend, like, you're going to be in touch with me in one way or another every day, even if we don't see each other, like on social media, on text, whatever. We can also see a lot of our friends' locations. Like, I don't use Snapchat, there's Snap Maps, but also just like Find My Friends when you have people's locations. We're almost too accessible to each other, where it feels like other people's actions mean more to us and about us than they actually do.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that I also talked about in my solo episode that I did last week, is like releasing your expectations of other people. We can't expect other people to live their lives, you know, thinking about how every single one of their actions impacts us. Like, everyone is the main character of their own life. And so a lot of the time we might overthink something somebody did, something somebody said, you know, what they're doing today with their time. And we might overthink like, oh, they weren't thinking about me when they said that, or what did they mean when they said that to me? Meanwhile, they could just be doing their own thing. They have other relationships, experiences, hobbies, tasks to do. They have different moods and feelings that they're dealing with that we don't really know what they're experiencing or what they're thinking. Like, it makes us think that people owe us something, or that sometimes it stresses me out. Like, I owe people my being in touch, my, you know, this, that, and whatever. And it's just a little bit too stressful when we overanalyze every little thing about our friendships.
Once again, stop caring so much. It fixes everything. And the other thing is that, say your relationship with someone is changing. Maybe you don't feel as close with them. Maybe you don't align with them as much. You're growing apart, whatever. If you took things way too seriously, that's going to stress you out. That's going to keep you up at night. You're going to stress over like, oh, I feel like these people are changing. We're becoming different, blah, blah, blah. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
And you're going to feel like it has to go 100-0. Like, correct. Super serious.
Yeah. And again, a waste of energy when you could, without taking it too seriously, just say, oh, I notice that in your head, you don't need to say this out loud, but notice that your relationship with someone may be changing, and just go with that. You know, don't take it as a negative thing, but maybe put more energy into people that you're currently aligned with, and then shift that focus so that not only are you shifting your focus so that the times that you do spend with this person you really do enjoy, but you're also shifting your focus so that the times you don't spend with that person or those people, you're not upset over. It's not that deep. When you don't take things so seriously, you realize it's not really that deep.
Yeah.
Things can change all the time. So they're not changing for the worse. They're literally just changing. They can go back. They can go more. They can go less. Like, it's just changing. You're shifting things all the time in your life. So why not stop stressing over it? Stop taking it so seriously and just enjoy whatever is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And this applies, this idea of taking things less seriously. And I think we've kind of defined that that doesn't mean thinking that things don't matter, but that means stressing less and trying to, you know, have less control over a situation, because that's just not how life works. And an example of how that can actually really help you today, before recording this, I ran a half marathon distance. I'm training for my first full marathon. I'll do it in the fall. And it's kind of scary, because a lot of these things, like, I've never done before. I've never run so much in a week, even though I'm only running like 3 times a week, the distances are getting longer and longer. And after today, like, I've only ever run a half marathon before. So it's going to be a whole other beast after today, when, you know, all of my long runs, it's going to be something new every single time. But I really wanted today to go out, and I just wanted to finish the half marathon distance without taking a break, because I felt like that would give me a lot of confidence. Like, hey, if I can do half of this without stopping, because in some of my other long runs recently, like, I've given myself some breaks, then I felt like I would feel really good about it. So because that was my goal, I decided not to then also say, and I have to do it at this pace, or, and I have to go beat my PR from my race last week. That would have been me trying to take something and making it, like, way bigger than it had to be, putting way too much pressure on myself in a way that I didn't have to. And likely, I would have burnt out, and I would have tried to go too fast, and then I would not have been able to hold it the whole distance. So I finished it today. I didn't take any breaks. It's not the absolute fastest one I've ever run in my life, because it just wasn't. But that wasn't my goal, because I wasn't, like, on race day, you know, doing that, because it wasn't actually a race. It was me as part of my training by myself, and I wanted to be able to do that. And I think that that's an example of, like, of course I'm still caring, and this matters to me. Like, I'm training for a marathon. That's a serious thing. But if I tried to control it too much, if I stressed myself so much about this one training run, just because it was a half marathon and that felt like a milestone, making, like, a huge deal over it and trying to control too many elements of it, like, I probably would not have done as well as I did. And it probably would have worked against me. So that's just one example of, like, how that ideology translates into the day-to-day. That, like, things matter. Do big things. Set goals. Then release some of your stress about it, and don't try to control every single aspect, because enjoying the journey is actually the whole part. It's the whole point. So whatever you do after you listen to this episode, don't take it too seriously. Nothing is that deep. You will get so much more out of it if you actually regain your focus and get some good energy going there, instead of stressing, instead of caring about your control, and taking things way more seriously than they need to be. So I hope this episode was interesting or helpful, or maybe save it in your mind for later when you need this advice, or when you're feeling way too stressed out about something or spiraling out of control. I hope this was helpful, and we always appreciate you guys listening and hanging out with us for the episode. Send the episode to somebody if you think they could benefit from listening to it. I know that's like, I love when people send me, obviously, I mean, people send TikToks back and forth all the time, but when people send podcast episodes and stuff too, I'm like, oh, yes, I do want to listen to that and learn something. So you can always do that. Make sure you're following the show wherever you listen, on Spotify or on Apple. You can also follow our personal Instagrams at Caroline Kinnean,
at Anne Catherine Kinnean,
and our podcast page, Girls with Goals Pod. We will see you guys next Monday. Bye.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.